Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Battle is in the Mind, Already in Progress.
So if one of us err from the truth, and so let's say, like one of the examples they used, if you're lying, does God hate liars? Yes, God says absolutely you're not to lie. So let's say that you have lied to somebody and that you have erred from the truth and it brings sickness and disease on your body and now you get sick. Or let's say you committed adultery with someone, you know, fornication, you know, you got angry, bitter. I mean, there's any number of things that you can do that will cause you to err from the truth. In other words, the truth of God's Word is you and me to walk holy and obedient to His Word day after day, being led by the Spirit of God, knowing that we're sons of God. And when you do that, I guarantee you won't live in sin. You will not live in sin if you know who you are in Christ. You don't even have to try. It's real easy. Just being led by the Spirit of God, you won't even have to worry about it. But he says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, then one convert him. In other words, if that person gets into some kind of known sin and they fall from grace, they fall back under the law. And he says, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let's see what verse 20 says. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and he shall hide a multitude of sins. Let me give you an example of this. We just done this. Some of you might have seen us back in March on TBN or Daystar 1 when we were on Sid Roth. But anyway, there's a pastor of a big church in Colorado. He happened to walk into his house and he looked and there was me with Sid Roth and we're talking about getting people healed. So this pastor, he called me and he said, Thurman, this is so-and-so. And he said, I believe in healing. And when he said who he was, I said, oh, of course, yeah, I know you do. I've seen you on television before myself, so I know you believe in healing. But he said, I've got a man in my church, an evangelist or something. And he said, he's in the hospital out here in Denver. And said, we have anointed him with oil, according to James 5, 14 and 15, two times in the last 2 weeks. And instead of getting better, he's getting worse. So he said, I wonder what it would take for you to come out here and pray for him. I said, well, sir, it's about 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock, whatever it was, on Friday afternoon. I said, I don't know how in the world I'd get to Denver and get back that quick. I said, I got to prepare for Sunday service. He said, I happen to have a jet in the area. He said, if I could have a jet over at the airport over here in an hour, could you be there? I said, so you're going to fly me out to Denver and fly me and then take me to the hospital, let me pray over this guy? He said, yes, and I'm at the hospital myself right now with the guy, so I'll be here when you get here. I said, okay. So I said, I'll take my wife with me and Dave. He said, that's okay, no problem. The jet's plenty big enough. There's only two pilots on it, and the rest of it's empty. So we go out to the airport, and sure enough, there's that big old jet sitting there. We fly to Denver, and it didn't take long to fly to Denver. I mean, it's amazing. We get out there, and sure enough, we get there. There's a car sitting there, a driver. This guy picks us up and takes us right directly to the hospital. And then this pastor and his wife meet us there and would take us right up to his room. And we get up there and on the way we're praying and the Lord gave Cheryl, he was giving me some information too, but he was giving my wife, Cheryl, there's some kind of sexual sin involved here with this man. So we asked the question, you know, have you confessed all your sin? Oh yeah, yeah, we've definitely confessed all of our sin. Cheryl said, I'm getting some kind of sexual sin. What is the sexual sin? And immediately his wife said, well, he's been looking at pornography. Now, should an evangelist be looking at pornography? No, because if you're looking and daydreaming about another woman, what is that? That's adultery. That's sin. Is that right? He had erred from the truth, had he not? Absolutely, he had erred from the truth. Now, they had taken the James 5, 14 and 15, two verses, and which says, if your sin, which means you have sin, they had prayed over him two times in the last 2 weeks. Instead of getting better, he's worse. His intestines are blocked and he can't eat. Has to take everything intravenously. When we get there, we find out the problem. And when we find the problem, that he's got a sin in his life, which is adultery. First of all, I asked him, I said, "Sir, you know that's wrong." He said, "Yes, Thurman, I know that's wrong." He says, I know I've got to ask God to forgive me." And I said, "And you got to ask your wife to forgive you." Because I said, "She is in unforgiveness." And I said, "As long as your wife is in unforgiveness toward you, y'all have opened a door to the tormenting spirits." And I said, "God has sent a tormenting spirit to you." And what do tormenting spirits do? They steal, kill, and destroy. Is that right? And the scripture says that God sends that devil. God sends a tormenting spirit when you're in unbelief and when you're in sin of not believing his word. God himself, when you're in unforgiveness and bitterness, the scripture in James 5, not in James, but in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, clearly says that God himself will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. Most people don't believe as a Christian you can even have a demon. But very few of them will believe that God will send a demon to you to torment you if you're living in sin. But the scripture says he will. And so that's what had happened in this case. Now it says, "We have found the sin, and the man has confessed his sin, and his wife has now forgiven him." Now do you see how this is working? Look what it says here. Let's go back up to verse 16. Verse 16 says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And then we go back to verse 19 and 20. "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth." Do you see where this man erred from the truth? "And one converts him." Now, we're telling him the truth and we're converting him back to believing the principles of God. And he says there, "Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." This man was literally on his deathbed. They had anointed him with oil two times and it wasn't working. But when we found the sin and he repented and his wife repented, we prayed a simple prayer, something like, "Father, they have, according to the word, James 5:14 and through 20, he has repented of his sins and he has asked you to forgive him. He's asked his wife to forgive him. So Lord, we thank you for forgiving both of them. And we now declare, according to your word, this brother is now healed and well in Jesus' name." It don't take a lot of screaming. It don't take any nonsense. It's just a simple little prayer. God hears your prayer. And we did that for the man. And when we got downstairs, the senior pastor of that church, he says, "I have never seen anything like this in my life." He said, "I've never seen two people come in and take a scripture and find a man's sin and then pray, believing in their heart, that this man's going to be healed." But said everything y'all did was scriptural. Did we do everything scriptural? Yes, we did. I said, "Sir, do you have a business card?" He said, "I do." I said, "Well, I'd like the one with your cell phone on it." He said, "I'll be happy to give it to you." So he gave me his name and his business card with his cell phone number. He said, "I'll be happy to talk with you. Call me anytime you want to." So about 3-4 days later, I called. I said, "This is Pastor Thurman Scrivener from Justin." I said, "How is our brother that we prayed, come and prayed for?" He said, "They released him from the hospital this morning. He went home." Now then, do you see, first of all, what caused the problem? What caused him to be sick?
Sin.
What was it?
Sin.
I want everybody to say that.
Sin.
It was sin. That's exactly right. It was sin. In other words, a man of God is not going to be made sick if he's walking in obedience to God's word. God's not going to send a tormenting demon to torment you if you're walking in obedience to his word. In other words, he's not going to give one of his children a spanking if they don't deserve it. Is that right, brother? That's exactly right. God don't like giving us a spanking. He really is a good and loving God, but he does know what we need and when we need it. And he knew exactly what it would take. I think about the things that I've seen God do when I see people that are living out of obedience to God's word. Do you see where this man erred from the truth? Yes, he erred from the truth. And it says that if we win him over, we will have saved him from death. Well, that's exactly what happened. The man was saved from death. So if you have any kind of a sin in your life, that before you get prayed for today, when we do get to the time of praying, You need to make sure that you have confessed your sin, as you've got rid of all sin, and then that you take one of these scriptures and you stand on this scripture, one of them, there's many, many ones that you can use for your healing, but it's really not lengthy. It's really simple. All we got to do is confess sin and pray the prayer of faith, and God hears, and we don't have to do a lot of screaming, kicking, or nothing else. You know, casting out demons, when I learned, in fact, I'll have to say that before I learned the full truth about casting out demons, we were in Silver City, New Mexico, and we had a woman that had a problem with her inside her chest and with pain. And when she came to me while we were out there, we had a little encounter with the devil, and I found out this woman had 2,823 demons in her body. One little Christian woman, 2,823 demons. Now, me and Cheryl and Dave cast demons out of that woman for 7.5 hours. And we saw tremendous manifestations of the flesh, of the spirit. We saw a woman levitate 4 feet off the floor, go right across the cafeteria floor in the air. It's awesome what we got to see the Lord do, what those devils do. But when we got to the end of it, I looked over at the clock and I said, Lord, I've got to preach in this church in 1 hour. I said, when is this going to be over? He said, son, I finished this on the cross 2,000 years ago. It's going to be over when you believe it's over. Boy, I jumped off of that woman, stood up, and I screamed, in the name of Jesus, I've had it. I ain't spending another minute in this room. You devils of hell, I have authority over you according to Luke 10:19-20. I demand and command every demon of hell to come out of you, and don't you ever enter her again. It's done in Jesus' name. I said, now, woman, get off that bed. You're well and delivered. She looked up at my wife and says, who are you? Didn't even know she was there. Then she looked down at her feet, and Dave was holding her feet, and she says, what are you doing down there? He said, well, I'm holding your feet down. You was trying to kick, Pastor. And she said, what's going on? I said, you're the woman that come to me this morning and wanted me to set you free. And I said, we've kicked these devils out of you, and now you're delivered.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Battle is in the Mind, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.